This is Morning Edition on 91.5 KBSX. Like any adventure centered around fried food, this one starts at a posh restaurant in Boise where the head chef has twice been nominated for a James Beard Award, commonly referred to as the Oscars of cooking. I'm sitting at Staten Lemp with two fellow fingersteak neophytes who are also skilled cooks. We go around the table and discover none of us are from Idaho. I got here under a year ago from California. Head chef Chris Camori.
I am not originally from Idaho. I did go to college at the College of Idaho.
And sous chef Kevin Huelsman.
I grew up in St. Louis, originally.
We're on the hunt, not for the best finger steaks per se, but looking to see what the spectrum of fried meat is like. Although none of us have ever had the treat I would categorize as a food item belonging on a fair's midway, Kevin, the sous chef, brings up the one universal truth of the finger steak.
Everybody mentions they were created at the Torch, or what is now the Torch.
I'll let this 1965 commercial tell the story.
Milo's Torch Cafe at 18th and Main in Boise. The Torch Cafe is the home of the famous original finger steaks. Tender bite-sized morsels of tenderloin, deep fried to a golden brown, served with French fries and a chef's delight salad. And
sadly, Milo's Torch Cafe is no more, but with the fabled history of finger steaks in mind, we set off to try the Idaho delicacy at Lindy's Steakhouse in West Boise, the first of three places. I meet Bob Tinker, the general manager at Lindy's, who's expecting us.
You said your finger steaks are different than the norm. What makes yours unique?
Because most restaurants use either a beer batter or almost like a tempura, where ours are dusted in a flour, so that they're a breaded product, they're not a battered product. Most people just deep fry it, where we actually have a high-pressure deep-fat fryer, a.k.a. a broaster, but we're not allowed to use that term.
Because it's trademarked, apparently?
Yes.
Who knew?
Jokes aside, Tinker says his finger steak is rooted in the high bar he sets for the product.
You know, if you use good quality meat, it shows. We actually use top sirloin.
Well, we're excited.
Good.
And with that, we follow Bob to where the magic happens.
We're in the kitchen now.
Yep. And this is our high-pressure deep-fat fryer.
Not a broaster.
Nope.
He takes four big strips of steak, puts some fresh ground garlic on them, dips them in water before dousing them in a special seasoned flour made just for Lindy's, and then...
into 325 degrees roaster, deep fryer, 2.5 minutes.
150 seconds later, the thick finger steaks emerge a deep golden brown. We go back to the table where Chris is the first to taste.
Chris, you've taken a bite.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Chewing and smiling. All right, I got to get in on this, too. Oh, that is so good. I mean, it's still, like, red and a little pink and tender inside, too.
Yeah, like I said, they're right between medium rare and medium.
The group consensus about Lindy's? They're going to be hard to beat, say Kevin and Chris.
I liked how much pride they take in it. It was good.
I was not expecting it to be so from scratch, I guess.
Well, it felt more like steak cooked to temp, just kind of like a normal process, instead of what you think of as like scraps being fried to hell.
From Lindy's, it's off to the Dutch Goose. Since it's mid-afternoon, we have the place to ourselves. Beers in hand and finger steaks ordered, we head out to the patio. Almost as soon as we sit down...
Matt, your finger steaks are ready. Matt, your finger steaks are ready.
Dutch Goose finger steaks, which are more nugget than finger-shaped, come on a bed of golden fries with a little tub of fry sauce for dipping, all served in a plastic basket.
It's really chewy. The coating is different, but yeah, the sauce is amazing. That's the clear and strong winner.
Mm-hmm. Plastic basket, parchment, and brown. That's what I was looking for.
After lingering on the patio for a while and taking in the sunny afternoon, we head to our final stop, the West Side Drive-In on State Street.
We've ordered the finger steaks. They have come. What are we looking at?
This feels like a party platter.
Yeah, definitely.
There's the fry sauce.
The poo-poo platter.
We have fry sauce.
Both condiments that we've had before.
Cocktail sauce, garlic bread, gems, and a fortune cookie.
We make our way through the platter and all agree West Side's finger steaks are the closest to what we imagine them being. The mission complete, I had a final question for Chris Camori and Kevin Huelsman.
Do you think you now understand finger steaks, as none of us has ever had them before? I feel like now I can recite the Torch story, but I can also be like, no, I've had them, and actually there's an entire like range of them.
Yeah, definitely. Within three stops, I think we picked a good three because we've seen a pretty wide gamut of styles and preferences within the people that serve them. And what we've talked about, sauces, Tech Shears, we're kind of split a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's like hyper-regionalized finger steaks.
After a long afternoon of fried food, Chris says what we're all thinking.
I can feel all the fingers settling in the bottom of my stomach right now. They've formed a fist, for sure.
From the finger steak desk, I'm Matt Gillum.